Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm absolutely brilliant. Thank God.
It's Friday, and we're all set for the weekend. What are you doing for us today?
So we're going to do a nice aromatic chicken salad, but with a satay dressing. And this is a really interesting kind of like a sauce dressing, which works well with so many different recipes, prawns, beef, but with the chicken, it's lovely.
Satay is one of the nicest dressings.
Thank you, Marty.
I'll tell you why.
Because I think of my mum, and I'll tell you why. Whenever we had the privilege of going in, usually January when we closed the restaurant.
Yeah.
We've been to Bali, Thailand. Always she ordered chicken satay. It was one of her favourite dishes. So it's lovely you like it because, like, when I was young, I wouldn't have known what a satay was. You know what I mean? So it's just lovely to hear that.
There's something about it.
So tasty.
And
peanutty, coconutty. It's gorgeous.
So what age were you when you discovered it then?
Oh, God, that's a good question. Wow. 51 now.
51.
I'd say, I wish I was. Do you know what? Probably when I started training to be a chef, even we were before.
Well, of course,
that,
you would have to at that stage, wouldn't you? You'd have to. Because that's when you'd be experimenting with all sorts.
But it's really good. And then we're going to do some tuna fish cakes with spinach and some peas.
That's nothing but goodness.
I know. Exactly. Well, that's what we're all about.
Look at you. Now, anyway, talk to me. Every day's a school day.
So, aromatic chicken salad. This is where you're using kind of like a roast chicken. So I'm not going to go into the recipe of roasting a chicken. You can buy good rotisserie chicken. I suppose during the summer, we're into July, whatever it is, you know, it's busy time of year. So, you know, June, July, August, you know, people are busy. So this is a lovely recipe that's quick, delicious. And I think the kids will love this.
Yes.
So they are. So we'll talk about the dressing, first of all, the satay dressing, which you love. Peanut butter. I like the crunchy peanut butter. Are you a fan? Crunchy or smooth?
Oh, yes.
Good man.
Oh, yeah.
Good man. Some boiling water goes into a saucepan, okay? 2 tablespoons, 3 tablespoons of the peanut butter, a little bit of rapeseed oil, okay, and then we're going to put sriracha chili sauce. What's a sriracha chili sauce?
It's
actually a spicy chili sauce, or you can use the sweet chili sauce. 2 tablespoons of that. It says caster sugar. Sometimes I put brown sugar into this. About a spoonful of that. Brown sugar, sweeter.
I
use brown sugar. So just for your listeners, if you're picking up on the recipe, you can use brown sugar instead of the caster sugar. This is really important. Dark soy sauce, that gives that lovely saltiness flavour to it. And then we have the vinegar, rice wine vinegar. That is crucial in this. It says balsamic vinegar. I just put rice wine vinegar into it, or white wine vinegar. I think it's good. And then, if you get a can of coconut milk, add that into it too. It's
lovely.
Glorious. Bring that all to the oil, that's your dressing done. How long will that keep? That'll keep in your fridge for a week.
Okay.
Which is gorgeous. So now, baby gem salad. You know the lovely the Caesar salad? You know the little baby gem? So if you pick them, open them up, take the bottom off, open them out, and leave them whole. Say like the palm of your hand. I'm kind of showing you the palm of my hand.
Sure.
So what you're going to do, Marty, you're going to put some carrots, which you peel, cut into little strips. Cucumber too, cut into julienne. Julienne sounds very posh, but it's little strips of cucumber.
Gorgeous.
Seeds are removed and cut into strips. Spring onion, coriander, and then your chicken goes into that, your roasted chicken, into the salad. And then you drizzle that dressing over. You're going to get texture crunch. You're going to get so much lovely flavours. I've said 2 teaspoonfuls, excuse me, of toasted sesame seeds. Try and get toasted because they'll give lovely flavour on top.
You can buy them, can't you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
So your roast chicken is in the little lettuce cup. That's the word I wanted to say. The lettuce cup, your salad dressing, your satay dressing, excuse me, and then your sesame seeds over. It's just
that's gorgeous. That's just lovely.
So get good chicken that's roasted.
Yeah.
Pick it off, you know, shred it up, remove the skin, take it off the bone, and God, you're going to have a glorious...
What I would love with that, you're going to laugh, sparkling water.
I'd love that too.
You know, like a Pellegrino. There are other sparkling waters, Ballygown. But just the idea of it, just a slice of lemon in it.
Well, you know what we serve
because
in the restaurant?
So much flavour here.
Yeah, Tipperary sparkling water, I know.
Yeah, it's good.
We've great sparkling water. You're right, Pellegrino's a very
Pellegrino's
good one.
Pellegrino's lovely, and obviously Ballygown. Yeah. What I'm saying is that, or Tipperary, of course. But what I'm saying is that there's so many flavours here.
Yeah.
You don't want to take away from it.
No, you don't.
You want to really kind of...
You don't enjoy it.
Relish it.
Yeah, you're right. Relish it. I love it.
To relish that.
And the one thing just for your listeners, the satay sauce is aromatic. It's sweet, sour, creamy. It's not spicy at all.
Yeah, I think that's lovely. That's a gorgeous recipe.
Fish cakes next.
Fish cakes.
Tuna fish cakes. We're going to talk about an Irish producer. They're called Shines. They're based up in Donegal. Great people. And they do the most glorious tuna, which is already cooked in olive oil. Really, really good tuna. It's definitely, I would think, a store-cupboard essential that you should have if you want tuna pasta. But with this here for the fish cakes, it's gorgeous. So you could use trout, you could use salmon, cooked, by the way, and you could also use mackerel. So you can mix this up. It can be done with any fish.
But tuna must be your favourite,
is it? That's great. Yeah, that's okay. Nice in this now, it is. And it's a lovely one for your kids, which is really, really important.
But it's so good for you.
Absolutely. It's a great way of using up if you've left over kind of mashed potatoes. So you have your mashed potatoes. Like it says in the recipe, peel your potatoes, cook them. But if you've leftover mashed potatoes, you're going to save yourself a lot of time.
Yes.
Because you're going to mix in the mashed potatoes that lovely tuna, which you've drained from the oil, okay?
Yeah.
Really important. Nice big chunks into the mash.
Okay.
Do you use your hands for this? Sorry, Marty.
No, unless you're living with me, in which case there is no leftover mashed potato. I can't.
I love it.
I go to the pot.
I love it.
I can't. I just, you know.
You know, nowadays,
it's crazy.
If you're stuck for time, there's lots of Irish companies who do really, really lovely pre-done mashed potato, which is perfect. They usually have cream and
butter. Is it good, though?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's convenient.
Oh, yes,
and for this,
convenient.
And for this, to be absolutely honest with
you,
tuna is the star of the show.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know that.
Yeah, so it's a binding agent, if that makes sense. You're going to put in some chopped chives, or I could use basil. Do you know what would be lovely? It's not in the recipe, because you love it. Pesto, a spoonful of pesto.
Yes, yes.
That'd
be
gorgeous.
Nice. Yeah.
And then, Marty, a little bit of lemon zest and juice into it. So you're going to mix that. So what I would do is mix that all together with your hands.
Mm.
You know, a big potato scoop.
Yeah.
Get that in, scoop it, and then you're going to kind of have the rough scoop, and you're going to flatten that down, and then you're going to have your fish cakes done. So that's
lovely.
What we call that uniform size, so every little fish cake is the same size.
How do we cook these? Having a restaurant.
Well, that's exactly it.
You're
a perfectionist, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Come on, how are you going to cook them?
Sorry about that. okay, so we're going to cook this in the air fryer or else in the oven, or you can pan fry it. A little bit of oil and butter.
Do you have a preference?
Because the air fryer is convenient.
I know that. I know.
Think it really is.
Have a drink there.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a drink there now. Nobody's noticed.
It's water, by the way.
I know that. Nobody's noticed.
So, Marty, I think the air fryer, because it's really quick and convenient.
All right.
You can add these made in your fridge. You're probably better actually to make them an hour or two, or even the night before, cover them in cling film. You can actually freeze them. If you're going to freeze them, what I would do is flour, egg, or breadcrumb. These are not floured or breadcrumbed. Okay.
Sorry,
don't
mean to stop you, but I do. Why better to do it the night before?
So it sets.
Okay.
Yeah, so it sets it's a little and it's easier to handle. Good question.
Okay,
thank you. So remember, you've taken the tuna out of the oil. No, excellent.
Yep.
You've kind of flaked, that's the word, into your mashed potato, lemon, a little bit of chives into that.
Mm.
And then with that, so you're cooking them in the air fryer, we're going to get a little bit of fresh spinach or frozen spinach, frozen peas into a sauce with a little bit of butter. You're going to warm that up, so it's just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then serve that then with a little bit of Greek yogurt swirled with some swirl. You like the word?
Swirl.
With some sweet chili sauce. And it's just a nice, light tuna fish cakes with spinach and some peas. Very simple, very
quick. I keep on saying it. It's nothing but goodness in here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
exactly.
It really is quite lovely. And jokes aside, I would also be having the glass of sparkling water with that as well, because again, it's full of flavour.
And if I was to make you either dish, which would you go for first, the satay?
Sorry about that.
I know you're okay. I love it.
Healthy as this is, so would I too. Yeah, I would. I would know the satay.
Yeah, I just think the combination of that roast chicken,
yes,
crunchy vegetables, the crisp salad, and that dressing. I think there's a lot of fun in eating that.
Yeah, it is.
Two lovely recipes.
Tuna fish cakes with spinach and petit pois. And then there's the aromatic chicken salad with satay dressing. That's lovely. That's lovely. Well done. And I'm starving now, of course. You see, my Levy, every time you come in, we all salivate for a while. That's just because when we see you. And then you start talking and she's gone all together. But but it's true. And people do say to me, by golly, at the end of your 10 minutes with Nevin, I'm starving. And only after the breakfast. It's funny, isn't it?
But it's interesting the amount of people come up to me and say, not only do I love your show, but they look up the recipes and they make them, which is great because that's
what it is, do you know?
And they buy my cookbooks.
And they buy your cookbooks and they come to your restaurant and they stay over.
Family joke.
You're keenly priced restaurant, if I may say so. Any more awards, do you think, this side of winter?
You know the biggest award, and I've said this to you before.
Oh, here we go.
No. Having a full restaurant.
Yes.
And employing 60 staff.
Well, do you know what I think?
And we're blessed.
Genuinely. That's a great answer.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
I mean that. I'm not just saying that. I mean that with my heart, because we're so lucky. Do want to do it right. We knew each other a long time. And to build what we've done in Black Lion and to keep it consistent, but it's all about a great team. So thanks to
everyone. It's true, yeah. It is. It is about that, because you had the opportunities, I know, over the years elsewhere, and
absolutely
stay in put. And I think that's, you know.
And you're going to come up soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Just give me a map now to get me to Cavan, and we'll make our way.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Have you a favourite Cavan song, by the way? You can always ring it in. But Cavan Girl, or what was that Cavan Girl? What was that?
Which one is it?
I'll tell you.
Help me here, Martin.
Yeah, Cavan Girl.
Cavan Girl. I love it.
Cavan, it is one of my favourites. Just the recipes are available.
You're so funny.
Artie Lyric FM. Artie in the morning. And let's cue that Cavan song now.
That'll be lovely.
Stay home.
Thanks, Martin.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.
As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sat down, for it's 12 long miles around. Time it takes to reach my Cavan girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red coat leaf around me seems the colour of her hair. My gaze retreats, defies my feet, and once again I sigh for the broken pool. Sky reminds me the colour of her eyes. At the Cavan Cross each Sunday morning, there she can be found, and she seems to have the eyes.